Charlie Brennan, Voice of St. Louis, thanks for joining us. Every Tuesday at this time, we meet another entrepreneur who's trying something different. It's our creative, entrepreneurial, innovative segment. Ray Castucciano is with us today. He's the founder of Table Wisdom. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Is this not the best idea ever? By the way, Ray is an immigrant from what country?
The Philippines.
Fantastic. You came here as a kid?
As a teenager.
As a teenager. And yes. What was your native language?
It's called Tagalog.
Oh, wow. So yes. You had to learn English.
A little bit. We learned English, a second language in the Philippines, but when I came here, it was more the accent and the vocabulary that I had trouble with.
I see. So was St. Louis the city you moved to?
No, actually, I'm from Los Angeles, and I moved here about a year ago.
Why'd you move here?
Actually, for two reasons. The first reason is to help my parents. My dad had a stroke last year, and he spent 6 weeks in a nursing home. And actually, that's where my organization was kind of had the idea. And the second reason is the fact that I know St. Louis is trying to embrace the innovation culture. Mm-hmm. And so I decided to move here and pursue the organization full time.
Fantastic. A native of the Philippines, then to Los Angeles, now in St. Louis. Table Wisdom pairs young immigrants with people in nursing homes so that the immigrants from other lands can learn English and the people in nursing homes can find companions and friends.
That is correct. It is a very mutually beneficial framework in which we're trying to achieve.
It's brilliant because people in nursing homes may be lonely. Immigrants need to talk to somebody who speaks English well. Mm-hmm. 2 + 2 = 5 in this case.
That's correct. We also take a very blended approach in which we do both face-to-face and video conferencing. So that means your location and essentially your time zone are now irrelevant.
Is this a profit-making venture for Ray Castucciano?
The focus is really on the impact, the biggest impact that we're trying to achieve. For us, it doesn't matter if you are in rural Missouri or if you're in urban St. Louis. If you need help, we should be able to help you.
How do we go about doing that?
I'm sorry?
I mean, for example, let's say I'm an immigrant. What do I do? Do I call you or do you have a website?
Yeah, so right now we are running the pilot program, but you could reach me at tablewisdom1@gmail.com. But we are in the process of creating our website so that we could, enroll more participants for the pilot program.
Will you be charging the immigrants or the nursing home residents?
That's a good question. We are still testing the model, but our goal is to make the organization very financially viable so that we don't have to rely too much on donors and risky cash flow.
Maybe get grants?
Yes, possibly. Yes.
Because the nursing home residents may not have money to participate. Would they be paying or under your model? Do you think they'd do this for free? Or
that's a good question. I'm very sensitive to the fact that the populations that we are serving do not have a high disposable income. Mm-hmm. So I really feel uncomfortable if I have to charge them money.
So where are you right now? Are you in the beta phase, as we say, the testing phase?
Yes, we are. We are running the pilot program in two locations, one in Chesterfield and one in Tower Groves Park.
So you have some nursing homes and immigrants working together?
That is correct.
This is fantastic. Now, what do you do for a living when you're not running Table Wisdom?
That's a really good question. I'm actually pursuing this full time. And at the same time, I'm also a caregiver for my dad. I'm helping him get better from his stroke. So with the help of my mom, we're kind of tag teaming so that, he could progress as well as he can be.
What do you think of St. Louis? You're from Los Angeles.
Yes. I think it's great. No traffic.
Compared to LA.
Absolutely. But really, it's really embracing that innovation culture that's really helping us get to our goals faster.
Did you get any money from Arch Grants or other organizations?
No.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Yeah. This is really interesting. So you have a whole population of Americans living in nursing homes and they can speak English well. Then you have immigrants of St. Louis who don't speak English. This guy, Ray Castucciano, is trying to pair the two. We can get more information by going to, do you have a website yet?
No, not yet.
So it's tablewisdom1@gmail.com. Yes,
that is correct. tablewisdom1@gmail.com.
Ray, congratulations and thanks for joining us today and spreading the word. That's very exciting.
Thanks so much.
Table Wisdom 1 charlieburns@gmail.com for more information. I like that. That's a very innovative idea. Charlie Brennan on the Voice of St. Louis. If you didn't hear that, you might want to contact